Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. Stop it. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, crazy as she is, always, Tracy Mahan. What are we laughing at?
I was just making faces because it's the thing you do before we go live just to see if I can throw Julia off before
Yeah, it
she
does every time.
introduces us. It's a thing.
Yes.
Yeah, we're usually coming in giggling about something. I would hate to break that
No,
theme.
it would be messed up if we didn't.
Yeah.
So we have our moderate. That word was just like
Like how you were sounding about. I mean,
moderator Tiffany.
hello.
Hi.
Bring in the moderator.
Moderator. So
I think
anyway,
she should
welcome
run the show
everyone. Come on
today.
in.
I
What's
think
that?
she should run the show today.
She probably could. No problem.
Yeah. Rein us, reel us in, rein us in. How do you say that? But yes, finding words today, that could be challenging. So why is that challenging? Probably that
I guess
Mercury energy that's in the sh it's still in the shadow, I believe, but
And did you know that there's an eclipse today also? Kaya was telling me that.
it was early this morning, or
It already happened
depending on
at
where you're
like
at.
2 a.m. Oh, okay,
Yeah.
so it's done.
Tiffany,
Sorry,
you
yeah.
could tell us about it because I didn't have time to play in
Sure,
the
I'd love to tell you
yesterday.
about it. So there was a full moon, and it Okay. was the blood moon. And the Oh. blood moon has to do with because the sun is, or the earth is in between the sun and the moon. And so that's why it looks red. And
Okay.
last night, there was also a lunar eclipse that I think the apex was around almost 2 a.m. here, Central Time. I saw a little bit of it through the clouds. It was kind of cool. That's all I got for you.
Very
Well,
good. Very well done.
yes, very good.
Yeah. It's
I didn't know there was one.
I did not wait up for the eclipse. I went to bed. So, and I actually slept well, but the night before that I wasn't quite able to, like, I was awake. Yeah.
I
So
slept really well the last 2 nights, so maybe I'm an eclipse person.
you might be. Yeah.
Some people are retrograde people. Some people are full moon people. Maybe I'm an eclipse person.
Let's go with it. Why not?
Okay. Why
That's
not?
good. Sounds good. What would you like everyone to do?
Please come on in and tell us where you're from. And just thank you for being here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited. I'm excited to be here. Are you?
Are
So.
you like
Anyway, tell us where you're from. Light up the grid. Really, really important. And even when you're listening afterwards, if we're not live, tell us where you're from. Very important.
Yeah, that's fun to go back and read those later. See
It
where everybody's from. Very nice. All right. If you guys would like to have us answer your questions, just get on whatever stream you're watching us on. Go to, if you're on Facebook, open it up into its full form and then ask your question. And then my dog will bark and a lot. Can you guys hear the dog barking?
No.
That's a good microphone then. So go to the comment section, put Tiffany in capital letters and maybe some emojis. Could put some butterfly words in there. We call her the goddess in the sky, whatever you might want to do. You guys have been doing really good at that. You've been coming up with better ideas than me. I like to hear them. Ask your question and Tiffany will read them out loud for us here and we will give you our thoughts. Yeah. If
Yes,
you
we
guys are
will.
on my Facebook page, please go to my YouTube page. My Facebook page, for some reason, the questions don't come through. So it would be better if you go to my YouTube page, get you over there.
She's
Because I
saying
like to have
that
bigger
she wants to
numbers. And
have more people on her
I
YouTube.
do. I like to have more numbers on my YouTube page than Julia does.
She's way surpassed me, so it's okay.
It is actually a thing that if you want your questions to be seen, for some reason they don't get seen on my Facebook page, and
But
I
they
don't
do
know
get seen on my YouTube and my Facebook pages.
I think it's rigged. I think it's rigged. Anyway, guys, we're always so excited to see you guys and the comments and the sharing. We appreciate it. I just like to say again, when we reach 1 million viewers. Tiffany will come on live, so keep sharing the show with everyone so we can get her on here live to do a live show with us with her little mug in the square, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. I know she's really excited about joining us in full screen, so she's not unmuting, so that's, in my opinion, that's her agreeing.
Can
Yeah.
leave now.
I see you nodding your head in Yeah,
excitement.
I can
Yeah.
visualize that too. Yeah, she can't wait.
Must be a different timeline. Definitely not this one.
Well, we will see.
Right.
What else we got?
So you didn't do any energy update things, anything new? I mean, I guess that was it. Tiffany did it.
Tiffany did it. Yeah. I was preoccupied today with home repairs,
Okay.
so I didn't get on that. Yeah, it was already an interesting day to try to work around sound and have sessions and that type of thing. So,
Right.
but
Okay.
I did it. We made it. And so for the audience that doesn't know, my furnace was went out, and so it was time to surrender the old one and invite in a new one to join the family. And so that happened today.
Yes, you let go of what was no longer serving you.
Yeah, we certainly did. And I feel like I was so blessed in finding the people that I did that did the job for us. It's like I contacted him on Wednesday. He came out on Thursday. He said, "This is your options." And I said, "I'm probably just going to call you in a couple more months if I try to repair this one. So let's replace it." And he came out today and did it. So these guys
Back.
worked fast. They got us back in the heat. So that was good.
Very good. In a couple of months, you'll be going, why is all this heat?
I feel like, where's my AC? No, my AC is good. So we won't be looking at doing that this year. But yeah. So anyways, it was, you're right. It was out with some more of things that are not serving me anymore, and bringing in something new. And it's silver and pretty and shiny, and it's like, all right, I think this is fun. We've got a new unit in the garage to, and it's doing a great job. And nice and
Very good.
toasty.
It's nice and warm.
I start sweating, you'll know why. So, anything with you this week?
Oh my goodness. Just a lot of Yeah, I mean, if it was energy, you could feel it. It was like a lot of things trying to push things, get things to happen. And then all of a sudden, things started moving. And so that was fun. Time was distorted totally to the max. I think because of that, I don't know if I was because I was putting so much attention trying to get some things to happen. I completely didn't realize, it's like things that had happened like 2 days before seemed like 2 weeks ago. Something that happened that morning felt like a few days ago. I mean, it was
Wow.
really
Yeah.
interesting how the whole time thing was going on.
That is a lot of distortion. I like it.
I don't know if it's just because of my focus where I was with it. I don't know if that's so it lost completely. I guess that was so focused in the now, pushing in the now. It was
Yeah.
like everything was, I have no idea when things were happening.
And I think we're just going to experience things like that more lately. And remember, we had talked a few months back about how people were going to start experiencing two timelines, and then they would be sitting there going, which one was real? And in truth, they both were. And so many people have been posting about, I've had this weird experience, and da da da, I think I'm seeing two timelines. It's like, yeah, it's happening. So, and thank you guys for sharing that, because it is validating to go, okay, yeah, that is actually happening for people. I know it happened for me, but when other people are experiencing it too, it's really kind of cool to share those experiences.
It is. And then we were talking. I see here, I don't remember if it was yesterday or 3 days ago. I don't remember. I don't have no idea. And you mentioned that, and it reminded me I had been out with my dog that morning. We were taking a walk. I walked down the driveway up and back and forth, and the sun was in a different place because it's shifting now and everything. And so when I'm walking out, it's in my eyes, but when I'm coming back, it's behind me. And so I turn around, I'm coming back, and I look to see where he was.
And when I did that, and when I came back, it was like something out of the corner of my eye, and that's probably significant. It was almost like the it's like lights. I thought it was lights coming, like the sun coming through the leaves and that kind of thing. But it was doing that little glitchy thing, like it was, that kind of thing. I'm like,
That's, yeah.
what was that? And so I turned back around trying to see if I could recreate it. If it was sun through the leaves
You're like, do
and
it
that,
again,
and
do
so,
it again.
yeah, it's like it didn't happen again. So I think something happened.
Yeah, it very well could have. Another thing that that's been part of this week's information is that our eyes are they're upgrading or changing. And we're going to be able to see other dimensions, and it was, and that's the way they described it, that it would look like a glitch or a spark of light or a tear in the fabric or whatever it might be,
Cool.
and you'd see for just a glimpse that other dimension. And they did say it would be out of the corner of the eye, that you would see something, and then you'll look and you're like, I know I saw it, you know, and yeah.
Yeah, and it was like that, it's where that they do this a lot on TV when they're trying to show it's like that one's not real, this one's real, something like that. It's like this one's glitchy, and that's where it's, and it was like that. It's pretty cool. Very cool. I
I
love
know
it.
we got some really cool things happening. I know we the part that's exciting to me is we have talked about these things, you know, on the show over the years, and now they're actually happening and people are reporting it and we're experiencing it, and it's kind of exciting. It's like, okay, we've talked about it and now it's here. We're in
It's
it. It's
exactly
happening.
it. I
Which
know
means that you guys all should start remembering going on the ship. We were talking about that too.
we were.
Yeah, we were having a funny conversation about that.
Let's not go into those details.
You don't think so? I think it's kind of funny. Maybe we won't use names.
Or maybe we can do it this way. Have you ever thought about, yeah, we're probably being taken on the ships, absolutely. But do you ever wonder, think about like how you're dressed at night or not
There,
dressed
that's a way to word it.
at
What are you sleeping in?
Yeah. And
Consider
maybe
what you sleep
what?
in.
That was our conversation.
It's interesting because they've been upgrading our bodies, right? And the DNA and the cells and all the things. And that's what a lot of the energy coming in lately has been, is a lot of cellular upgrade for us, which is why we've been sleepy. And I think we've talked about that too, but why a lot of us have been sleepy, or maybe things have slowed down in life and we're like, why is everything so slow? And it's because you're acclimating to this energy, because there's going to be ambassadors or liaisons between the galactic bunch and this bunch, you know, the Earth bunch. And so they're going to be going in their physical bodies to the ships, to these council meetings. And
So
so
the body has to be different. It has
so
to
they've
be.
been taking the bodies to see how they're doing. Yeah, they've
Okay.
been taking your full physical body, not just consciousness, to these ships to see how your body's doing. So that's where the conversation started. And it's like, when you're sleeping, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what do I wear when I'm sleeping? What am I wearing? So yeah, think about it. But just know
I was
you're
thinking,
not
I don't think
alone.
they care, but then you said we're going to become more conscious. More
Yeah.
consciously aware of others.
You're, yeah, there's,
Yeah.
you're not alone. You're with a group. And so you're going to start remembering that. Maybe. And, you know, that might be a little ways down the road. Right now, they're in the phase of just making sure the bodies are doing okay in the
Can do
atmospheres.
it.
So my
That's good.
understanding of this too is that the changes that they're doing is that our physical body would be okay in the atmosphere. Not just like, say, the space station or the Federation or whatever, but on the ships and different places. So there's different atmospheres with these different star beings, and that we'd be able to acclimate to those.
Cool.
So we're becoming little shapeshifters, maybe we just become what we need to be.
Yeah, very interesting.
It is more to come on that as we get the
Yeah,
information.
as it comes in, hot
Yeah.
off the
Yeah, I
Very
suppose we
cool.
should bring Tiffany into the show and have her
Yes,
tell
we
us where
should.
everyone's from. She
Yeah.
probably fell asleep. We started talking. You awake? Oh, thank you. No. Not a not awake, not awake, not
Not
asleep. I don't
awake.
know. I don't know what I am. Okay, relax. We have Australia, California, Washington, England, New York, Vegas, Florida. Hi, Sarah. Sarah from Vegas.
Oh, hello there.
Michigan, some more Australia. Oh my goodness, the dog just licked the computer screen, so hold on.
Sounds all blurry.
it just made the screen small. Miami Beach, that's Desiree. Hello, Desiree.
Hello,
Michigan,
Desiree.
Florida, Oregon, Nova Scotia, South California, Canada, some more California. What else we got? Georgia, South Dakota, Texas, New York City, California,
Yeah.
UK, Australia,
Wow,
a bunch of
that's amazing.
Texas, all
All
over
right.
Texas,
Wow.
New
Texas to the
Mexico.
house. Very cool. Go. Very nice. Very, yes. Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's so cool. I know it's fun to, it's like in my head, I'm trying to go to all these places and I think we're all doing that, you know, so our energy is just so expanded right now. Very cool.
Yes. Thank you.
Love it. All right.
How
What,
are we doing?
anything
We
else
getting into
before we
questions?
get questions?
I don't think so.
We're ready.
Yeah, I
Oh,
think we
beautiful
are ready.
Tiffany, goddess in the sky. What do you have for us for a question?
Well, first, someone's from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I just wanted to say it, so
One of those fun words.
it is.
Love it.
Okay. This question is from Carol, Princess Tiffany, Divine Celestial Moon Goddess. What are different timelines exactly? Are they different dimensions?
Yeah. I
Yeah,
mean,
I think all of them are dimensions. I mean, we could look at that
yeah.
way.
Alternate realities, different dimensions, it's kind of all the same.
I think in order to put it, to because it's simultaneous time, that's the way to understand it is as dimensions. If we try to go, it's branching like this and doing like something like that, we'll see that's hard to do. It's like hard to imagine what that is. It's like it's moving out. Where if you go dimension, to me, dimension is another, it's like a layer kind of thing. It doesn't matter if it's
Yeah.
up or down, that doesn't matter. It's just another layer. And because everything's the same time, see, that's where it's like it moves this way rather than this way. If that means anything to anybody, that means something in my brain. And when you go this way, it's dimensions.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of movement going on over there. She knows what she's talking about.
Well, it just says how my brain can make sense of it.
Right.
So it's because you have dimensions and universes laying, there's on top of each other. And so when you're shifting among them, same as, like we talk about dimensions, we're in timelines and frequencies. See, those are all really, really similar. You're just moving among them.
Yeah, and as you change what you're doing, you might go up or down or into one and out of another. And that's where we're talking about you're going to experience maybe two at the same time where you're kind of remembering both, just because you're moving between two of them more frequently. They're getting closer in frequency until they merge. So, yeah, I mean, there's probably a scientific minded person that would be able to explain that better, but it's,
Give an actual definition and but yes, the answer is yes.
Second question. Do you even remember the question? I'm just kidding.
Yeah, what color rabbit would you like for Easter? Wasn't
I
it? No. Wait, what dimension were we in when you asked the question?
Very true. It must have been the one where you got a million followers, and so I was on
You were
camera.
going to be on camera.
Yeah.
Just turn that on right now.
Oh,
Yeah.
Are you ready for the next question?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, boot your brain up, Tracy. This is from Sherry. Tiffany, do the Octurians have any messages for us light workers? I feel like we could use a sparkle, some inspiration.
I think she's asking Tiffany for that, don't you? I think it was more directed right to Tiffany. What do
Yeah.
you get, Tiffany? What's the message? She's not unmuting. How you don't even respond at all. Okay. I'm not going to channel something in, but I'm going to tell you guys that everything that's been coming in lately is very positive. It's very exciting. Trust what's going on. Trust it, because it is. Remember, we for things like my furnace. Let's look at my furnace. It wasn't working anymore. So what happened? They had to tear it out of my house. There was a lot of noise, banging, moving, and bringing that thing out of my house to bring something new in to replace it that's running very perfectly right now. So when you think about the world around you, if you see something that isn't working or something that's got you upset about something, just remember that sometimes things, when they're crumbling, they make some noise. When you're removing it, it's not always quiet when it's leaving. So the message from the Octurians would be trust what's happening, because it is moving us towards that collective consciousness that we're looking for. It's moving us into a dimension that we have been wanting to play in. We want to get into that fifth dimensional frequency. We want that energy of that, that non-fear based playground. And we're moving to that. The session stuff that's coming in these days is elevated. It's moving us into knowledge and understanding and things like we were just talking about, glimpses of other dimensions. Our eyes are shifting and changing. We're seeing color spectrums we haven't seen before. Things are showing up in your reality that you didn't even know existed before. Why is that? Because you're entering a new reality. So there's really exciting things going on. Focus on those things and you're going to start experiencing more of it. Is that a short version of kind of their message?
Yeah, and I completely on board with that. And it's like the messages that they've been coming in for quite a while, that trust message. And it's just constant. It's just trust, trust. Because we might grasp it a little bit, but we're not fully grasping it. It's like walk in trust. Walk it. Actually live it. And then you won't be asking questions like this anymore. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just you're trusting, you understand it. If that, yeah. Fully
I think it
embrace.
was you I was talking to, where I was like, the more we're evolving and understanding, the quieter we're getting. It's like we're not needing to ask as many questions or explain things as in detail as much, or feel like we need to be the rescuer or the healer or the things, because we start understanding everything's in divine order. And we're still there to help and assist and move people through their journey.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we don't have to go out and seek that. I think it was a client I was talking to earlier, where we were talking about the different phases, and it's like when I first started learning this, I was like, everybody's got to know. And there was just this urgency inside of me to talk to anyone that would listen to about metaphysical spirituality, any of it.
Yeah.
And then the more I've learned and evolved myself, the more my energy kind of calmed down and went, oh, I get it. Everybody's on their own personal journey. They all have guides and angels that are helping them. And they're all going through things that are going to get them to the place that helps them through their awakening.
Right.
And if I can be of service to that, wonderful. But I don't have to go seek it. Did
No,
that
we
make
absolutely do not have to seek it. If it falls in front of you, then it's like, yeah, that's for you. But and then something else you're saying, like all the calamity that was there. I think maybe somewhere in all of the talk about the new earth and the higher frequencies and how utopian, which it is, all these things we're learning to consciously do things, and so that changes how we, it's not things happening to us, it's like we said before, it's happening for us, it's happening with us, we are consciously creating things like that. But I think maybe somewhere in that thought process came the thought that, oh, it's going to be nice and smooth and tranquil in this ship.
Yes, such a
And
good point.
that, like you said, it's like, look at what had to happen to get your furnace, old one out and the new one in. It was a lot of noise. It was a lot. And look at all of our systems are changing out there. It's
Yeah.
creating a lot of calamity because it's out with the old and in with the new. It's going to make a lot of junk and mess and noise and stuff like that. So that's where we're step into trust. Just know it, this is what's happening. It's just shifting of the old to the new. And it's nobody said it was going to be smooth and tranquil. That was never promised. It
Yeah.
was, it's just, this
And
is
in
how we
truth,
work.
it's not going to be, because what it's doing is moving us into an energetic match to what we desire, which means we've got to let go of this other thing. So it's probably
Yeah.
going to be a little bit in our face so
It's
that we'll
to get
let
us to
go of
let
it.
go. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Because if it's all nice and smooth, we're not going to do that. We're going to go, well,
Right. Well, this
I
is
like
comfortable. I want
this.
to keep it. Yeah. I
Yeah.
know how this thing works. I want to keep, like when we get updates to our computers, our phones, and then we have to relearn something because they changed it. Or you go in the grocery store and they moved everything around and you have to go refind it and figure out where it's at. It's uncomfortable, but then once you get it figured out, then it's your new normal.
Right. Are you okay? I love that you use that example of the upgrades on the computer. Do you, when that first comes up and says you need to upgrade, do you do immediately?
No, because
Neither. I wait until like the
the last time I updated something was a program that I use for the editing, and I hit the upgrade button or the update button, and then it wasn't compatible with other things on my computer. So then I had to go through and update all of that
Yeah.
stuff, and it took me 20, 30 minutes before I could actually get started. So when I see it now, I'm like, I'm in the middle of a project. No.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
so,
No, you can wait. I'll
yeah.
wait until they're like, you have to do it now. It's beyond. Things start
Yeah.
stop working because it's not upgraded. Then I do
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. And
So I'm not one to jump on the whole,
no,
wee, let's go
and that's
change.
okay. Yeah, it's okay for us to wait and be like, I'm not comfortable with that change yet, but I know that's coming and now I can acclimate to it, you know, and then when it comes up again, you're ready. So, yeah. Very good. All right, that probably handled that one, right? All right. Beautiful
Absolutely.
Tiffany, butterfly wings and angel halo. What do you have for us today for the next question?
This is from Spiritual Disco.
I like that.
Mm.
The Queen of Crystalline City, Tiffany.
I
What is the
agree.
most memorable past life you guys have heard or got from clients or had for yourself during a QHHT session? Thank you.
There's so many that it's
There's
like,
so many. Oh my gosh.
for me, my most impactful one was one where I was an oracle and I lived hundreds of years. It was interesting. Then there was another one where I was going through training on how to move objects with my intentions. That one was really cool too. There's a lot. There's a
It's
lot
no
of them.
surprise you are where you are and who you are.
Right. Going through those, it's like, oh, I want to do that more. I want to be able to, like, the one where I was first at the first scene was I was moving like gravel and making it float and stuff, and then it would all fall and I would try again, try again. Then the next scene was me helping to build cities with big blocks and stuff like that. And I remember at the top of it was like this hillside and all these beautiful buildings built in nature, you know, and around nature, and so it kind of blended in. And at the top there was this temple and it had this glowing energy source up there. And I remember thinking, oh, that's where we get our energy. That's where we get it. Anyways, then the next scene they were teaching me how to use that same energy to create, to transport myself from one point on that planet to another point. So to kind of biolocate. And then the next scene was me wrapping myself in an orb, and there were seven planets connected to this one, and you could go to the different planets and learn different things. And so I was wrapping myself in an orb to practice being in space so I could get to the next planet.
Nice.
And I was with an intern, and she wanted to ask a question, and they said, "Don't talk to her right now. If you distract her, she could lose her bubble and die." Okay. So I get to the next planet, and then I'm on a planet where we're working with telepathy and working with humanity, and basically doing channeling and bringing information back and forth. And then I don't remember. I think that might have been the end of that one. That's the part where I stop remembering what happened next. So I think that was the end. But that one was really cool.
Yes,
Yeah.
very
So
cool.
and I'm going to Egypt in April again, and it just makes me think about, that having those visions with moving the objects,
Yeah.
starting from little pea gravel to giant rocks. And then I get to Egypt and I'm looking at, these
Yeah,
pyramids and
exactly.
temples, and
Yeah,
it's
you may have
crazy.
been part of that.
I know. And I know that there was one point when I was in Egypt last year where we asked the question, we were standing in one of the temples, and we asked the question, what's my connection to this temple? And for me, the connection was, you were Osiris's Daniel. So I was off planet handling information in for Osiris, apparently. So
Telling him
but
what
I
to do.
have never been able to get more information with that. It's like a one and done piece of information. I ask about it and I don't really
Yeah,
see much more.
that's enough for now.
Yep. So maybe on the next trip I'll get more information on that, but that was exciting.
Nice.
Okay, so I'll
Very
hand
good.
it over to you. What do you got?
Well, I was jumping through different ones. It's like, that one was like your oracle and stuff like that. So I had that one. But what was coming in is probably most memorable. I just remembered it yesterday because I was talking with Judy Koku, and she was talking about a session that she had just had. And it reminded me, it's like this person, this pod. And I'm like, oh my God, I had a pod like that in one of my sessions. And so it brought all that back. And we were talking about that, and in this, it's I think what was happening was morphing, and that happens a lot in sessions. It started out as one scene, like I was in a big city with moving sidewalks and things like that, and then I was going to this building. It was my home. It's like in a big apartment complex, and I went in there, and I remember I think I had long fingers. I was very, I was thin. I think I was some other being. So anyway, but then I went in there, and it was like this apartment, and there wasn't much furnishing, but there was this, like, it kind of looked like a sofa or something, but it was this thing I laid down, and I plugged myself in, and I plugged into my,
Really?
like, back here. And then at that point, I think it morphed into something else, because I was like, well, like that was I all of a sudden I was like, well, that's sending information, it's moving information like back and back and forth.
Oh.
Well, then it went into this, it was like the pod, and I and that's why I kept thinking, well, I'm in there, but I never really saw myself in there. But it was like this, but it kept saying, well, this is your core. And that's when it shifted to the whole core one, so it went from alive to the core, and I saw all these like tentacles coming out, and each of those tentacles was going to a time space event. This is what taught me about simultaneous time. This is how I can understand it, is because it was all coming from this. Each event that we live, or that I am living, life event, whatever you want to call it, and it's feeding information back to that core. That core feeds it on to higher. It goes somewhere else, and it's all moving back and forth. But all these tentacles are outreaching into these different time periods, dimensions, whatever, for
Yeah.
experiences, and that's all this learning. So, yeah, and it's a, that's my core. That's my core. So that was, yeah,
That's
it's
pretty
pretty.
cool.
Yeah, so that's where yours where it kept going. That made me remember that one. But I'm glad that we just talked about that yesterday, so it was all right there. No
Lining you up
coincidence
for
in
the big question.
that, is
I love it. Source knows. They,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They
Really?
know. They get us ready.
Absolutely. And many times the most profound session is something that's very on the outside, it might look very dull and routine, but there's things in there that totally correlate with what's going on in your life right now. So it's like it doesn't have to be something flashy or really, revolutionary. It's what does it mean to you? That's the reason you're seeing it. So, something you're wondering about or whatever. So that's what's most important. But yeah, you can have some really cool experiences. We all have had them. We have all been everywhere. So it's amazing what you can tap into.
We're remembering those things, and that's what the sessions help us with too, is you go to a QHHT session, and even if you're not going into a past life, you're probably, if you're going into this current life or some future life or life off planet, it that and that's what we're talking about, our off planet lifetimes that helped us remember all the things that we learned before we even came here. I was sharing that with somebody earlier as well, like think about all the things that we needed to go do and learn before we could be successful here in a third dimension duality, non-interference planetary system like this. Like your mom was
Absolutely.
saying, this is school. We're learning.
Well, and also they said not just anyone could come here. You had to be a master manifester to come here. So you had to have lots and lots of lives and experiences out there. Newbies, I mean, some of the new waves or the three waves, they could say, yeah, some of them are coming directly from source. Some of them, most of them are coming from other areas and things, but and that's just for the energy. It's because of that pure energy that's there. But I don't know if a newbie would really have a hard time here.
Absolutely. They wouldn't get it. They wouldn't.
No.
So all of us here have been through a lot of lifetimes, not just lifetimes here on this planet, but we've had to prepare and we wanted to evolve this place. And so we had to go learn how to do that and then come back here and give it a go,
Yeah,
so.
and many of the lives, and kind of like what you were saying there, you're working with humanity. You're doing that. Many lives are like that. You've been somewhere else, and then you were working with maybe Earth. You were doing some things with humanity. You were doing different things, and now you want to experience the other side. I want to see what, I'm looking at it from here. Now I want to get this view of it and see how that works. And that's why we're here. As many of us, we were doing that, or we are currently doing that. So we're doing it over there, and we're doing it over here. Simultaneous time, remember?
Simultaneous. It's all happening. So yeah, we're like, I need this experience, and we just automatically,
Well,
pull that energy.
right. Well, what's coming in is, I mean, it's showing me this. It's like, because it's showing me those tentacles again. And it's like you're getting both sides of the coin. Remember, we want all of the experiences from every different angle. Well, of course, then we're going to do it that way, Where before it was like, okay, I'm going to do this life this way. I'm going to do this life this way. And that's what we did. But now we understand both lives are happening concurrently. Okay.
Absolutely,
So we're getting this side of it, this side of it, this side of it, the top of it, the bottom. We're going to get every possible angle we can so we can learn every possible thing we can from it. And then we may repeat it many times so we can get all the possibilities of the learning from it. We've been doing this a long time. Remember, there's no time.
no
And we are
time.
no being, so
Yeah, very cool. I love it. All right, did we? I think we answered that pretty
I
good.
think so.
Lots
Hopefully.
of experiences there.
Yeah, we
Missed
answered
you.
that and then some.
And then some. We added our own sprinkle. Tiffany.
This question is from Juliet. Goddess Tiffany, why are so many people leaving? My son is relocating to nowhere, just driving to see where they end up. Others are just ending contact or relationships.
Okay, the driving to nowhere. I'm not sure I understand that.
It sounds like they're on a journey to figure out where they want to
So
I
they're
agree.
just driving. I mean, they're not talking about another dimension. You're talking about literal, physical, just driving and not knowing where you're going. That, but like you're saying, like I'm just trying to understand, comprehend the question.
Yeah, and I think it's, as we're shifting, so what we were talking about earlier was how we're in the next level of information. We've gotten to a certain point where now we're opening up to new information to help us get through that fourth and fifth dimensional frequency, to acclimate our bodies. Things are changing within us. If you're going through that, if you're part of that, it may just be that it feels like people are dropping away, but they're not. They're just not. That's not part of their journey yet. It goes in waves, and so not everybody's doing that at the same time. So you may find that that certain people are falling away, and then that's putting you in a situation where you're going out and meeting new people and doing something different, and that's going to make a change for you. That's going to be, you're going to understand it when you go through it, right? Like everyone would be different, so there's no way to really make that. But when we go through things where we lose someone, that's always making room for something else, always. And
Yeah.
so it's bringing you to the next thing, and it's always going to be an elevated thing. Like, how many times have we looked back and went, man, that was really bad that that thing happened? No, we look back and we go, that bad thing happened, but now I'm here and now I understand it.
Yeah.
You're going through the changes to get you somewhere that you're supposed to be. Trust it. We'll go back to trust it. And the other people most likely will swing back around and come back into your life. That's what I find is that, it's like, oh, this person, I haven't talked to them for ages. And then all of a sudden here they are, they're back and they're going strong, and we'll connect for a while, and then we go off our different ways again.
And what was coming in the beginning is like when you first tried to say that, as it was showing me from the other angle. It's like other people's view of you. It's like, why did you just drop out of my life? Where have you been? And you're like, I've been here the whole time. See, it's the same for them. So it's not that they're just gone. It's just like you're saying, we're moving in and out, but their perspectives, they're going to think you disappeared and you didn't. Like,
Right.
I'm here.
That's such a good point. Good question.
Very
You
good.
guys have the best questions. I love answering these. And they make us think, right? They give
Absolutely, they
us
make us
thinking
think. So
questions.
I hope I didn't offend anybody when I said we won't ask questions, you won't be asking questions anymore. But that's no, I love these questions. They're great. But I think it's just, yeah, anyway, I'm gonna drop that because I want you to forget it. Why did I bring it up? I
I
don't
don't know what
know.
you're talking about. Cancel, cancel.
We've already shifted from that.
None of us knew what she meant anyway, right? It's all good. Oh, Miss Tiffany, beautiful, sweet Princess Tiffany. What do we have now?
Thank you for the introduction.
You're welcome.
How can I differentiate between the voice of SC, God or angels, and ego?
And yes, that reminds me that someone did ask me that as a response from something on YouTube, and I meant to bring it up as one of our questions. But that's a fun thing, and that's a very human question. I feel like it's something that every single one of us ask at some point. It's how do I know this is you, the big SE, and then not, or God, whatever you want to call it, and not me. And that's part of the natural as we awaken, as we're moving through these things. That's a very natural question. And I did a little exercise. How'd you learn, or what do you want to define there?
Gosh, I think it was matter of practice, practice, practice,
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
I think the biggest thing, and this is something that I use in QHHT as a practitioner when I'm talking to the SC, if answers come in a certain way, I know it's not the SC and it's the ego. And I'm going to tell you what those words I'm looking for are. I think maybe that's the ego. I'm not sure, but that's the ego. When the answers are absolute and they come in, boom, that's your higher self. That's your God self or soul self. I feel like that's all one thing. It's all connected. We're part of source. Source is part of our soul. But yeah, when you start getting into the I thinks and maybes and I'm not sure, but that's your ego.
Absolutely. And it again, we're back to the trust again. And that's what mine was showing me was because I was getting information, things were coming in, and I'm like, I'm doing the same thing. Is this you or is this me? And so they were talking to me and saying, well, okay. I said, how can I be sure? I want to know because I'm hearing some things that I kind of like, and it could be just my own wishful thinking. That's the way the conscious mind, that's how ego does. It's like, I got to be sure. Because I don't want to make a mistake and I don't want us to be wrong. And so I gotta be sure. That's the human part of us. And so they said, okay, well, we can have like an experiment or we can play this game. I don't know what, remember what we called it, but it's like, how about when it's us, meaning higher self, God, self, whatever, you'll hear it from over here, somewhere over here. And when it's you, your own thoughts, your ego, you'll hear it over here. Like it was kind of like up in here. So it's definitely different areas. And I'm like, okay, I can work with that. All right. And there was a third one, but I don't remember what that was. That's weird. What would the third one be? I
Don't know.
know. I don't. What could it even be? Anyway, there was a third thing. And so I just, okay, fine. That I can work with that. So I moved on and kept going. And then, see, that allowed me to move forward. I stop questioning, and it's like whenever I get something, I'll just look at where it's coming from. And I would say 95% of the stuff was over here. And then there'd be a little bit over here of like that. I mean, I know my own thoughts, so I could tell those. But as far as like hearing stuff, it was like most everything was coming from over here. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. But that what that was doing was establishing a trust there of what's happening, and I'm not questioning it anymore. I'm able to move forward, and then that allowed for me developing. I can converse with it. I can, I'm working with it, and like you're saying, the practice. It just allows it to. I'm trusting. I'm allowing. See, those are major things, and this is what it did for me to make that happen, to allow that to happen. Then after, and at first, it sounded. I think it used to sound different. I think it sounded like a, I don't remember if it was a male or female, but it was not my voice. And then gradually it became, it's my voice now. It's like I don't even hear a voice anymore. Now I just know. And
Yeah,
so
that's just
that's
a
where,
thought.
right, exactly. And that's where somebody told me later that because it got to where it's not divided anymore. I don't have a separation. It's just a knowing. It's all there. And they said, yeah, you integrated. And then what I understand now, this is my knowing, is it was always, remember, we are connected. It's all us anyway. So, see, that's the human part that wants to differentiate, but you're going to get to a place where it doesn't, you'll realize it's all you, meaning not all you ego. It's
Always,
always, it's the
this
ego
is
is just
always
a part of
there.
this. It's all connected. It's all good. It's all fine. But if this is what it takes to build that trust and allowance, then do whatever you need to do. But that's what it did for me. It's
I think
wonderful.
those are great tips, yeah, to differentiate. One of the things that I have people do is go just, and I've said it on the show before, go 3 feet out of the body, get your answer from up there, because it gives us an activity to do. Like, it gets us out of this frame of mind and up out of the body, and get your answer from up there. So when you're asking questions in meditation, don't ask them here, ask them up there. And that helps a lot of people that struggle with, how do I separate the two? Just leave the body and don't let the body be part of that conversation. Just get out of it and go a little higher. So,
That's
if
cool.
anyways, those would be great tips. You guys play with all of that and see what's working for you. Wonderful.
Yeah, just make it like that. And those things, that's not a rule. That was just my, that was, I said, how about for you, we try this? That was for me, that was a game. I just that came up from them. They're like, let's do this, so
Well,
see,
and
you just
here's
ask
what I
them.
tell people, when we're doing the classes on the channeling and stuff, is if you're never going to figure out how to do this if you're trying to do it like the person next to you. We are like fingerprints. No two people have the same voice. So no two people have the same way that they're bringing in information or sharing it. So if you're looking at how the person next to you is doing it and you're like, it doesn't come in that way for me, I guess I can't do it. Or
Yeah,
you're looking at how
you
I'm
show
doing it
them.
or Julie is doing it, it doesn't work like that. You're going to have your own unique way to bring this information in. Now, it might be similar and the techniques we use might work for you, but don't be surprised if you're hearing it a little different. I worked with somebody where they're like, well, every time I ask a question, I get a shot of energy through my body, and then I just seem to know the answer. And it's like, okay.
That's
But
wonderful.
I'm not doing this thing or that thing, so I don't trust it. And it's like, oh, well, there it is. You know, it's right there. So we're amazing people and beings, and we're from all kinds of different star collectives, and there's no one way to do anything. So play with it, see what works for you, see what resonates. That's what's so fun about exploring many different versions of the same thing and see what part resonates for you and find your way with it.
Exactly.
All right. I think we have time for one more. Do we?
Yes.
All right.
Quick one.
I know when we say quick one,
Well,
it puts her under
lucky
pressure.
for you, it's a question for me. So this is the Tiffany Show now.
Woo!
Thank you, ladies, for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
This question is from Douglas. Wonderful, Tiffany. I've been watching the show, not live, but today I could catch live. I have a
Yay.
question for you, Tiff. How was Dolores Cannon as your grandmother personally? And how did these SCET's convoluted universe themes impact your upbringing? Lots of love from Brazil.
Ooh.
Good question.
Great question, Douglas. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
It's
I
made her a
mean,
smart ass, Douglas. It's made her smart.
first and foremost, she was my grandma, and I think that's what a lot of people think she's or forget. Not a lot of people think, they forget she was my grandma. So I knew her as, I called her Meemaw. That's what we called her. So Meemaw was Meemaw. And the other day I was reflecting on this same question because somebody asked me similar, and it was very, I knew that I think these things were discussed and were talked about, and I really actually didn't know until I started traveling with her. And I would go to her talks, and she talked about her books and stuff like that. And I know I'm just sitting there listening to it, but I think it was like a went in one ear and out the other. So I was, taking it in on not knowing kind of thing. But it never seemed weird or unusual. I never asked questions about it. I think it just seemed, hey, this is different. This is, it's a different world. I mean, in my upbringing, I will say I feel I have two different lives that I'm living. I have my everyday life, and then I have this other life. So it has created a that type of situation, I guess you could say. But
That's a different kind of living two timelines.
yeah.
That's a foot, one foot in each of them every day.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, yeah, she was, I think the proudest part was that seeing whenever she would travel and seeing people with her and how much people gravitated towards her and loved being near her and asking the questions from her and just the confidence and the knowledge that she could share with people that she had learned over the years was a beautiful rendition of everything.
Yeah,
So what
she
was
was
that
quite
like? Let me ask
insightful.
you a question there, because that stirred something in me. So what was that like seeing the two different sides? You saw her as Meemaw, and then you would see her on stage or seeing her talking and then seeing her with people. What was that like, just to see those two different people?
So, I obviously, when you get older, I don't think I recognized it until I was later. I was older, when I was a young kid, I was like, "What? I get to go on trips. This is cool. I don't care." But as I got older, getting to see that and experience it, I think I still didn't quite understand because I was like, "That's just Mima," and I didn't quite understand why people loved, seeing her and being with her, but. I know people talk about there's always an energy around her, and that it was so, like she brought this fullness, I'll say, to the room or something to that effect. And so it's, yeah, I don't know if I completely grasped it, I guess, to completely answer that question. I think it was just, no, that's just Mima, but she's just talking about things and people love to hear about it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
she's
think it's
talking about her
unusual for me.
sessions and look at her muted up. No.
No.
Love that. As I'm in the audience going, tell me more. Love that.
Yeah, well, and see
Okay.
another thing that people need to know is that mom was she would say her family kept her grounded. So she wasn't always, I mean, she had two lives as well. She had the life when she's out there and she's writing at home and stuff like that. But she wasn't always, she's a regular everyday person at home. And I think that's what maybe Tiffany's trying to allude to is that she was Meemaw, you know, she was
Yeah.
person, and then she would be
She did laundry and dishes and cleaned house
absolutely.
and
Yes.
yelled at kids and yeah,
Yeah.
all the things.
All
And
the things. And
grandma.
so, yeah.
Yeah.
She wasn't always in metaphysical mode. You know, we
Yeah,
all do that. We
exactly.
have our day-to-day mode and we, you know, we live our what we believe, we live what we teach and things like that, but you're not always talking about it. You're doing, you know, that kind of thing. And we're getting the 1 minute warning, so I
1 minute.
guess
You
we better say. Thank
gotta
you.
talk
Thank
fast.
you, Tiff. That was really wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And
Iceland.
Iceland, June
June
20th to
20th to
30th. Go
30th.
to tracymahan.com and get all the information. They're running a sale. How much longer? 2 hours? I
They're
mean,
having a St. Patty's Day sale through the
okay.
17th. So, yeah, so you would book your room through Norwegian. Book the workshop through us. So we'll make it quick. It's all on my website. If you want to be a practitioner, talk quick.
QHHTofficial.com. Come
Very
on.
good.
And everything QHHT and Tracy. I mean, you can get find her also on there. So love you all. Thank you so much for
Thank
being
you,
here.
everybody. And I have been watching all of you say goodbye on the chat. Thank you. You guys are amazing audience. Love you guys. Thank you, Tiffany.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you,
It was great.
Julia.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Tracy.
All right.
Good
Oh,
night, boy.
we won't be here next week. I've got an obligation with my family, just so you know. All
Okay.
right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.